from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show this week. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, for the second consecutive week, you've got to deal with your starting quarterback going down. Scott Tolzien comes in. Not a lot of practice, not a lot of reps. How did he react?
Definitely a different situation, you know, especially 2 weeks in a row. But I thought Scott played very well, you know, especially for not really having, you know, the preparation time. So you have to give him a lot of credit. Ben McAdoo, his position coach, Tom Clemens. And really, I mean, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron did a great job with both Seneca and Scott to, you know, help them get ready for this game. And, you know, that's what you look for in young players. You give them an opportunity, and he definitely stepped up.
The changes in quarterbacks, Mike, has that brought about changes in the way people play you defensively?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we knew it going into the game. And that's why running the football was going to be a big challenge against the Eagles, more so than prior weeks, because, you know, it's a little different running the football when you have Aaron behind center, because they have to definitely respect him and his abilities. But then now you have a, you know, backup quarterback, and so we knew the Eagles were going to play us aggressively, you know, which they did. So you know, the run game was productive. We would like to be a little more productive in the second half. But yeah, definitely the defenses from here on in will be a lot more aggressive with us.
For the first time since 1987, Mike, three different starting quarterbacks in three consecutive weeks, with Scott Tolzien officially getting the start this week. How will he be with a full week of prep and getting all the snaps and getting ready, because he's a smart quarterback?
You know, Scott Tolzien is not, I'm not concerned about it, because I have a lot of confidence coming off of this game versus Philadelphia. So he'll be better. I mean, I think that's the obvious. The fact that he'll be able to rep the plays. I mean, you're calling plays, and it's like, hey, how about this one? How about that one? I mean, we'll get rid of that conversation on the sidelines. So I think he'll do much better.
Mike, your defensive effort against the Eagles, there were big plays. They're over 200 yards rushing, the nine-minute drive to end the game. Of all the problems defensively, is there a particular one that, hey, this is – job one, we're going to get it fixed?
Well, the big thing, you know, defensively was the three big plays over the top. I mean, that definitely hurt us, particularly the way the ball was thrown. When the ball's in the air that long, we got to go and get that and make that play. So the three long touchdown passes was clearly the one thing that we really weren't able to overcome. The run defense really, you know, was the second component. But if you look at the run defense, I don't think it really cost us the game, because their ability, you look at time possession and things like that, we were getting off the field defensively. So, but the three big plays is the one thing we got to do a better job.
Mike, I know you've mentioned the concern about the fourth quarter. What can you do this week to make sure that you win that fourth quarter?
Well, I was talking to Larry earlier, see if he had any drills for fourth quarter performance. And,
nothing came to mind.
No, he doesn't have any. So, it's been a focus of our football team. And, you know, the game of football, it doesn't always go the way you want. You have to show improvement, and that's one area that we have not shown improvement. So, I mean, we need to do a much better job. It's just clearly between the ears, and we're all looking at it.
Mike, Dayton Jones, a couple sacks on the bottom line. Is he getting to the point where things are starting to come together for him?
Definitely. I think he's getting more and more comfortable each week. You know, he's cleaner in his assignments, particularly more so in his technique. So I was proud to see him, you know, step up and get that done. So I thought Dayton and Mike Daniels both played well on the defensive line.
Mike, after the game, you kind of said that guys need to do their jobs. Are guys almost doing too much to try to, obviously, get back on the right track? Or do you want to see more out of the guys this week?
I'm impressed, Lance. That's a good question. I think it's a very good question. And that's something that everybody needs to do their job. I think there's so much being talked about with our football team about who's not there and what's not going on. And we need to just focus on what we're supposed to do. If everybody just does their jobs, we'll be successful.
Clay Matthews and the club act one. How'd that go, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for him. I watched him. He struggled all week with it. It took him all week to kind of get it where he was comfortable. So I think week two, definitely he'll be even more comfortable with that. But, I mean, it's an adjustment. I mean, Clay is such a great hands player. I mean, that's a big part of his success on his ability, particularly in his position. So I think he'll be more comfortable this week.
Kind of overshadowing the game, Jared Boykin, another fabulous game, 8 catches, 112 yards.
Jared played very well. I mean, Jared's a tough kid, works to get better, conscientious, and, like I say it all the time, you always look for those first to second-year players, guys that have been in your program. When this opportunity comes, to step up, and he's definitely doing that.
You know, Mike, if we could go back a bit, I mean, you're the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, but you're also a human being. After the experience you lived against the Chicago Bears with your quarterback getting hurt, and then after one series, your other quarterback gets hurt against the Eagles, and I don't know how you were informed exactly, but when you heard that news, what was your feeling at the time? I can't believe this, or what were you thinking?
Yeah, those words you can't say here. But, I felt terrible for Seneca Wallace. I mean, he put so much into this, the preparation, getting ready. And, this was a big moment for him. He's a gentleman that's in the second half of his career, and you get an opportunity. So he was ready to go. So I felt bad for him. But, I mean, you really, in a game like that, you have to shift gears, and we did. And Scott responded.
Next up, our special guest, James Jones. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Joining us now, Packers wide receiver James Jones. James, as a receiver, a guy who catches the ball for the second week in a row, the guy you've been catching balls from all during the practice week, gets hurt after the first series, and an entirely different person is throwing you the ball. Does it change your life a great deal as a receiver?
No, it doesn't change your life. I mean, as receivers, we're coached to try to win every route, no matter where the ball may be, and try to win every route. When if you get a chance to make a play, make a play. We believe in everybody in that locker room. Any guy that steps in that huddle, we believe in, and we got confidence in.
James, first impressions of young Scott Tolzien.
First impressions, he's a very smart kid. He cares about his job. Scott works extremely hard. When we're out there at practice and he's not in the huddle, he's back there taking drops, throwing balls. And when he came in the huddle, he took control of the huddle immediately. He came in the huddle, he just let everybody know, hey, don't panic. Everybody do your job, and we're going to move the ball down the field. And he came in and played well.
Wanted to ask you about a particular play, the end zone, which was ruled a non-catch, I guess. You got very hot afterwards about it. And I wanted to ask you, is it because of the non-catch ruling or the fact that you were interfered with? What was the deal? Why were you angry?
Also mad because, we're taught if the defender doesn't look back for the ball and he's just swinging his hands, it's a pass interference. And I tried to explain to the ref, he never turned and tried to find the ball, and it was a pass interference, and the ref told me, well, you caught it anyway, but I'm like, that's not the rule. The rule is if the guy's not looking, it's a pass interference. So I didn't know if I caught it or not. I didn't know if my foot was out until the ref had, said, pointed at the ground and told me it was out. But I was more mad at the pass interference.
Now, this is your seventh season. You've been around a while. Can you reason with officials? Is there a dialogue going
no,
with those guys?
No, they don't care about nothing you talk about. No, I mean, during the game, they're talking. They may talk to you a couple times. I mean, sometimes the ref tells me, or the DB will hold me, and the ref will be like, hey, 29, don't grab. And I'll be like, ref, I mean, you got a flag. You're supposed to throw your flag if you see holding. So, no, I mean, they're going to do what they do on the football field.
James, what I thought was really cool about the non-catch was your foot, as replay showed, was out, but you snuck it back in almost instantly. I mean, did you have heightened awareness that you knew it was out, or what were you doing?
I was trying to trick the refs a little bit, not knowing that every touchdown is reviewable. But, I didn't know I landed out. And when I landed and both my feet hit, I was just trying to get my feet as close to each other as possible and try to get it inbound.
Mike, something I've noticed about James's game almost since he got here is, to the untrained eye, he just looks like a strong receiver. Now, when you got a guy like that, how do you work that into what you call for him and how you design plays for him?
Well, when you look at James, I mean, he's definitely a prototype wide receiver as far as size and strength, and he can do everything. So, I mean, he always likes to tell everybody how fast he's in the 40. How fast are you, James?
4.5.
It went up.
It went up a little bit because I'm coming off.
Oh, yeah, you're a little older now. That's right. He can go deep. But you know, the history of this offense starts with the slant route, and you got to have big physical guys that can go in there. We're an in breaking route football team. Obviously, got to get down there and do the dirty work blocking wise. So, James is excellent at all that.
All right, let's send it out to Lance.
All right, thank you, Larry. Jennifer is first up, and she has a question for James.
Hi, James. Thanks, Vol. It's totally cool to meet you.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
I'm a friend of the family to Sammy Levo, and I heard that she did some training with you in the off season. So I just wanted to know how that went for you.
I don't know if she did training with us, but she was at the same facility we were at. She was taking some days off. No, but my trainer came out here for California before training camp started, and we got some work at D1, and she was in there working out.
Awesome. All right. We have young Alex, and he has a question for James.
How much touchdowns have you made in your career?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I have no clue, man. I hope it's over 20 or over 30.
I don't, man.
Come on. To be honest with you, I don't know how many career touchdowns I have. I don't. I'll get back to you on that, though.
The answer is 14 last year, which led the NFL. So, James, good job on that.
That was an
awesome accomplishment. And then we have Holly.
Coach trying to put me on the spot like I'm at home looking at
my testing those math skills out on you. Yeah, exactly. And Holly has a question for Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you. My question is, with the CBA, how has that affected your training plan for the team?
Oh, wow. This is a half an hour show, isn't it? It's an adjustment, but it's an adjustment every football team has to make. Anytime you have, this much time to do, this much work, and it goes to that much time to do that much work, it's an adjustment. So you got to have really good players that understand when they do step away from the facility. They're committed to take care of their bodies. So there's a lot more that's done by the individual player that we were able to do with them in the past.
All right, great questions this week. Larry and James go on the Telestrator next. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second and 5 of the Philadelphia 44. Snap to Wallace in the shotgun. Good protection. Drills the right side. Beautiful catch is made. Cutting toward the middle. From right to left to the right hash mark. James Jones latching on. Kerry Williams makes the tackle.
We are back, and we're going to talk some ball with James Jones. James, this particular setup of here, can you show us where you're at in the formation?
I'm right here. Oh.
Wow, that's cool. Show us again.
I'm right there.
Okay. Now, James, let's roll the tape. In this particular route, this combination between you and Jordy, I see a lot. Yeah. And if we could stop it right around here. Okay, what's that called? Because that's a very common West Coast route.
Yeah, that's one of the basic plays in our offense. It's called slant drag. Jordy runs a drag route, tries to pull this defender out of the way and make a hole for me right here. And if this defender was to stay in my area, the ball would go to Jordy.
It would appear, James, from what we're seeing, that you've got the Eagles in a good defense to run the slant drag.
Yeah. You want to run it against off coverage. When you get off coverage, this is the DB back here. So when you get off coverage, the quarterback is reading the linebacker, so he's throwing the ball at the linebacker. So it's a good play call for the right defense.
So a fairly ordinary route. Now we're going to get to the extraordinary. If we could roll it forward, we're going to take a different view of this. If we could roll it forward, okay, and just snap the ball, let's get to the crux of the matter. Because that's where the ordinary becomes the extraordinary. Now they've got a linebacker. Stop. Okay, wonderful. Okay, they got a linebacker right here dropping in, and I suppose his job is to get in the way of the slant drag, correct?
Yeah.
Now,
definitely.
James, what I wanted to ask you about, okay, he's got his paw. If he missed it, I don't know how. Okay, if he missed it, I don't know how. And the ball is going to come, like, behind you. Now explain how you make this catch. And as James explaining, please roll it back and forth because it's kind of incredible, folks.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of God-given ability. We work distraction drills all the time in practice. Coach EB does a great job giving us bad ball drills because he can't throw anyway. So we always get our work in between. And Seneca was trying to throw it away from the linebacker. He did a great job of throwing it away from the linebacker into the window. And I was able to reach back, get my hands on it, and bring it in, make a play.
Okay, let's see the crux of the matter one time. One more time, please. Okay. Now, to us mere mortals, okay, you got this going on.
Yeah.
The ball's behind you,
yeah.
And you got to pick it up and make a tough grab. How does that happen? How you do that?
A lot of practice, a lot of routine. We do it every day. We run over 50 to 100 routes a day, a lot of ball drills, and when you get in the game, practice pays off.
James Jones, he ain't human, but he's good.
Thanks for being with us. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week on Twitter, we ask the fans for their favorite play. And this week, it was Scott Tolzien's first touchdown pass to Brandon Bostic. Mike, maybe diagram the play up a little bit. Give us a little insight on that.
Excellent football play by two young guys. I mean, it's a variation off of a play we'd run earlier in the game. So we talked about it on the sideline that if we got that particular opportunity, we'd go back to it. And it's basically a double move by Brandon. Brandon ran a great route. Scott did a great job moving the safety with his eyes and his footwork. And excellent throw and catch. So two young guys making a play. I thought it was awesome.
Mike, at the other end of the spectrum, the Jordy Nelson catch in the end zone that didn't get reversed on replay. How devastating was that to your football team?
Well, it definitely hurt. I mean, let's be honest. That was a huge play in the game. The definition of a catch in our game is, frankly, I think they're taking away a lot of great catches because of the definition of the ball's moving. I mean, and clearly when I challenged the play, I discussed it with Mike Carey. I just said, hey, now his hand was underneath the ball the whole time while it was moving, so he had control because I wasn't going to challenge it. And he goes, no, I said, I'll take a good look at it. And I had a great picture of it in the Jumbotron. So, it's tough. I mean, it's definitely an element of the game that's been overanalyzed. I think you're seeing plays like that taken away from the game, because I mean it's a great catch. I mean it's in my opinion. So, but that's the way it is now.
Next up, we'll get ready for the Giants. The final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show straight ahead. Final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. The team heading to New York to take on the Giants. Mike, they started 0-6. They've reeled off three straight victories. What do you see in the turnaround of the New York Giants?
Well, I mean, it's a very good football team. They have excellent football players. We had a tough time up there last year. So this is going to be a big game for us. Both teams need it. So I'm sure it'll be a heck of a contest.
Mike, I'd like to reemphasize a point you made earlier in the show because I think it's critical in these times of duress. Isn't it a fact that the best thing each and every player can do is his own job well? You get that out of everybody, you guys are in good shape, right?
Absolutely. Fully plan on winning the game. I mean, if you go about it that way, I think the game of football in a lot of times is very simplistic, and you got to keep it that way. I mean, you're either up on the balls of your feet fighting, or you're on your heels. We got to get off our heels. Sometimes we're trying to do too much, looking at things or analyzing, maybe talking about it too much. Our guys just need to cut it loose. And for the most part, they have. So it's, there's a fine line between losing and winning in our league. And we're just not making enough plays right now.
And then the final seconds, maybe making those plays, turnovers. I mean, and sometimes they come in bunches. You emphasize them. Do you think they're ready to come?
Well, that's something. Our turnover ratio, for as much time and emphasis that we put into it, we're clearly not where we need to be. So we've always been probably about +8, +10 this time of year. So that's definitely an element of our identity that needs to change in the second half.
Mike, good luck in New York.
Thank you.
All right, Mike McCarthy Show for this week. We'll talk to you right after the Giants game. Thanks for watching.